Friends, welcome to our subject inventory optimization. Very interesting subject and very important subject for the business which you are going to undertake, which you are going to start. And let us see what is the importance of this subject. Inventory optimization. What is inventory? Inventory is stocks of raw materials, stocks of work in progress material, finished goods material, consumables, and all this inventory blocks our money, blocks our capital. And so we have to keep it optimal. If we don't keep it optimal, then we will be losing. We will be blocking our capital. So we will see how to optimize this inventory, or inventory optimization, and so that we can improve the efficiency of our supply chain management. And so this is the subject very well connected with the supply chain management. So the first chapter, I welcome you to the first chapter of this inventory optimization subject, and the name of the chapter is inventory management and overview. Inventory management. So since ages, since so many years, people have been managing the inventory. No doubt. Not that up till now they were not managing. And not that I am going to tell you something which earlier they were not managing and now we have to start managing. No. But how to do it more efficiently? How to keep the optimum inventory? That we are going to discuss. And so, let us start. See, what was happening in the traditional inventory management? Marketing was a separate function. Production was a separate function. Distribution was a separate function. In the past, production and distribution systems were organized into separate functions. They were reporting to the separate bosses. Okay, different departmental heads were there. And so, they were worried about their efficiency of their own department. Okay, their policies, their practices, maximize their departmental objectives. Their departmental objective must be to improve their efficiency, to improve their profitability, and so on. So, they were not bothered about what is happening in the other departments of the company. They were worried about their own department, and there was nothing wrong also. For example, marketing department is reporting to a separate boss. So, marketing department is worried about their own goals and own objectives. So, one cannot say that there was anything wrong in that. Okay. So, their policies were like that. Example, the transport department, for example, there is a transport department. What they were worried? They would arrange for a large shipment. Large shipment would reduce their transport cost per unit. Because so many, that means they were taking the full loads and bringing big quantities. What was happening ultimately to the company? Is it increase inventory? It increase inventory means more funds were locked. More funds were locked means profitability was getting reduced. But okay, as far as transport department was concerned, it was okay for them. Because large shipments means reduced cost per unit. So it was okay for their department. But for company, it was creating a harm to the company as a whole. Okay. Marketing department, their objective was to increase and maintain revenue by providing best service to the customer base. So what they were doing? Maintaining high inventories. No, maintaining high inventory means what? It was creating a problem to the company. Because how to store this inventory, where to store this inventory, the staff is required for that, cost is involved in that. But they were not bothered about it. Their objective was to increase the customer base. So what they were doing, maintaining high inventories, interrupt production line to see that an odd high value order is pushed through. They will say, okay, take this small order, but I have to give it to the customer as a sample. So they were doing it. They were pushing the production department. They were pressurizing the production department. So production was getting affected. Production was getting hampered. So they were creating expensive distribution system to ship the goods to the customer. For example, normal price per kilometer, if it is 5 rupees, they were arranging a transport which was costing the company 15 rupees. So it was their own objectives they were fulfilling. Okay, as far as marketing department was concerned, there was nothing wrong, isn't it? Now, about finance department, to retain investments, to retain costs at low. So they were pressurizing everybody to reduce the inventory. On one side, marketing was increasing the inventory. On the other side, finance was trying to reduce the inventory, decrease the number of plants and warehouses, produce large quantities by using long production runs and manufacture only to the customer order. Like that, they were worried about their own objectives. Production department, they were having their own objectives again. Now, I was there in production for a very long time, so I know this. What I was doing is arrange long production runs of a few standardized products. I don't want any non-standard products because it affects my productivity, it affects my efficiency and everything. So I was taking long production runs of a few standardized products. Then I was keeping few changeovers, single minute exchange of dies, SMED. I was using only specialized equipment. You know, I want to keep my setup costs very low. Cost per unit, I wanted to keep low. I wanted to keep high inventories so that machine to machine, there is no idle time, there is no man idle time, there is smooth flow, no production stoppages. As far as production man, I was correct. As far as manufacturing people, as far as product marketing people, transport people, everybody is right, but company was getting affected. Thus we saw that marketing, finance, production departments were fully engaged in pursuing their own objectives. And there were no coordinated efforts to pursue the business unit's main global objectives. Marketing was not worried about global objectives of the company. Production was not worried. In fact, I remember when I was in production, I was fighting for more and more orders and keeping more and more production quantity. Though it is not required by marketing anymore. I was fighting for that because I wanted to maximize my efficiency. I wanted to maximize my productivity and I wanted to reduce my setup times and so on. I was also not wrong. But as a company, as a whole, was I worried about the company's goals and objectives? No. So, now I will speak something about that very famous word called supply chain management. Now I will tell you something about this supply chain management. It is the synchronization of business units' processes with those of suppliers on one side and customers on other side. Suppliers are on one side, customers are on the other side. Okay, those of its suppliers and customers to match the flow of material from supplier to operation number 1, operation number 2, operation number 3 till it reaches the customer. To match the flow of materials, to match the flow of services, match the flow of information. So, synchronize all the business processes. What is supply chain management? Synchronize of all business processes. Then, integration of key business processes from end user, that is customer, through original suppliers that provide products, services and information that add value for customers. Whatever all we are doing must add value to the customers. That means products must reach the customers in time. They should be of very good quality. It should be cost benefit to the customer. And it should be also cost benefit or overall profitability to the stakeholders, customers. So all this synchronization of business processes right from the supplier till it reaches customer, whatever synchronization we do, there are no walls in between departments. Marketing, production, distribution, finance, there are no invisible walls. They are all one synchronized process, and that is called supply chain management. It will benefit the organization as a whole. How much of this supply chain needs to be managed depends on very many factors. How complex is the product? Sometimes the products like fuel injection system are very complicated. So, how complicated is the product? Some products are very simple. For example, hair oil may be very simple. The processes are not very complicated. Then number of available suppliers. How many suppliers are available during the whatever time you need the material? How many suppliers are available in the vicinity of your company? How many are available away from your company? How reliable these suppliers are? All this is important. Then availability of raw materials. Is the raw material available nearby? Or do I have to bring it from a far away place? It increases the cost. Then length of the supply chain. How much long is the supply chain? Okay. How complicated is the supply chain? And number of suppliers at each level, number of customers at each level, all this. So, this supply chain needs to be managed so that all the business processes are synchronized properly. This is what is the subject which we are going to discuss. Okay. So, what is supply chain? This diagram is explaining what is the supply chain. A supply chain consists of a supplier. It starts with the supplier. Then it goes to the manufacturer. Manufacturer has various processes. Press shop is there. Soft stage is there. Hard stage, heat treatment is there. Then hard stage is there. Then assembly is there. All these processes are there. Then after the manufacturing is over, distributor. It goes to the distributor. He distributes the material to the owner. Then it goes to the retailer. He distributes to the retailer. And the retailer gives finally to the customer. So this is the supply chain. But aims to match supply and demand, profitability for products and services from supplier through manufacturer, through distributor, through retailer, through customer. Aims to match supply and demand, profitability of products and services. Achieves the right product. Achieves at the right price. Achieves at the right store, in the right quantity, right quality, for the right customer, the right time, and results into higher profits. This is the supply chain. So we need to study three primary aspects of the company's network structure. How many members are there in the supply chain? How many suppliers? How many people in the manufacturing? How many people in the distribution? So, what is the number of members of the supply chain? The structural dimensions of the network. How complicated is the network? The different types of processes links across the supply. How many process links are there? From process to process, there are links. So, how many such links are there? Different type of process links. So, all that we have to study to make the supply chain very, very efficient. So, top priority should be to research, to develop a model that can guide the managers in their effort to develop and manage their supply chains. They have to develop the supply chain, they have to manage the supply chain, selected research opportunities that assist the implementation of supply chain management. What are the operations? What are the operational definitions of the key businesses processes? What are the relationship between among these processes? How can the various participants in the company be encouraged to work towards a common goal? Not like that earlier what I was telling, that different marketing has different goal, production has different goal, distribution has different goal. No. Various members of the company, various team members of the company must work towards a common goal. Then how should the existing supply chain be mapped? What is mapping? Write down. What is the first process? What is the second process? What is the third process? What is the fourth process? And what are the process links between them? What is the time required for every process? What is the setup time required for every process? What is the batch quantity of every process? How many people are required for every process? We have to match, we have to map the supply chain. And should the map include all the connected firms or only the primary firms? If you ask me, I would say it should include all the connected firms. Because even a small supplier, he can make the difference. If he doesn't supply in time, the whole supply chain will get affected. So, the answer to the last question, I would say, it must include all the connected firms, including small supplier, big supplier, and all the manufacturing operations. It should be done. What is the value proposition at the customer level? How urgently, how efficiently we must supply our service to the customer? What are the methods that should be used to determine value proposition to the customer? How should the various firm in the supply chain share the costs? It should not happen that one supplier, while giving you all the service, he is losing. He is creating a loss to himself. That should not happen. All people must share the benefits. What metrics should be used to evaluate the performance of the supply chain? What is the metric? How to evaluate the performance, the efficiency, the effectiveness, profitability, cost of the supply chain? What determines with whom to link business processes? So, it is written here, it is important to provide firms with some guidelines regarding what level of management components to apply to achieve the desired relationship and management of a group. For managing the processes of the supply chain, it can be a soft edge machining process, it can be hardening process, it can be grinding process. We must finalize the process strategy. We must write down the process layout. Complete description of the process. Then conduct process analysis. Conduct process hazard analysis. Take time study. Ensure quality of the process. Ensure performance of the process. Plan capacities for that process. For example, if 1000 parts are required every shift, we must have sufficient machines. We must have sufficient equipment to manufacture those 1000 pieces. So, do we have proper capacities for manufacturing that much quantity? Manage constraints. For example, bottlenecks. There may be some machines which are having capacity which is very bottleneck. So, how to manage those constraints? Very important in the supply chain. Constraint management is very important. Then adopt lean systems. Not to have very big machines. Instead, have smaller machines with smaller batch sizes. It will reduce cost and it is very flexible. So, lean systems are very flexible. They are customer friendly. They are company friendly. So, we should have all these things for managing the processes of the supply chain. We should have lean systems. We should manage all the constraints and bottlenecks, and all that we must do. There are 7 steps in managing the supply chain. Supply chain design, supply chain integration processes, integration, then location, inventory management, forecasting. What is forecasting? How much will be the production required to be made in coming months, coming 3 months, coming 1 month, coming 1 year. So, there are various forecasting methods. So, very good forecasting is required for very good inventory management and inventory optimization. Very good forecasting. I will explain to you this forecasting in the later chapters. Then operations planning, operation scheduling, resource planning. What are the resources? Materials are there, men are there, capital are there. So we must do all these to manage the supply chain. Example, there is a florist. He is giving services to me. There is a marriage in my house, in my family. He is going to supply to me the flowers, which should come exactly at the time or just before the time of the marriage. So, I give the order, customers can place the order for customized flowers they want to buy. For example, I have to go to his stores, which is in the city, or I can call the 24/7 free number, toll free number. Then otherwise I can go to the web page of that florist. Okay, then flowers are brought from all over the country by that florist. Flower arrangements are produced. Deliveries are arranged by FedEx or DTDC or any courier. Then florist arranges the delivery next day. As you know, Flipkart is there. You know, every such supplier is giving you the delivery the next day. Employing retail stores, delivery center, computers, point of sale equipment, employees. Top quality, speedy delivery, customization. Customization means the requirement of the customers are met. Special requirements. Customization are the key points in the supply chain. Delivery has to be in time. And that is the service supply chain. Supply chain for services. Okay? Then, supply chain for manufacturing. I was in the manufacturing, so I know all this. The typical manufacturer spends more than 60% of his total income from sales on purchase of services and materials. 60% income from sales is spent on purchase of materials, purchase of services. 60%. So, manufacturers can earn large profits with small reduction in the cost of materials. Because if 60% of the income has to be spent, then it makes very good sense to reduce the cost of materials. So, if I manage the supply chain properly, it is a key competitive weapon to achieve the reduction in the cost of materials. So, everybody gets benefited if the supply chain is very efficient and effective. Everybody is getting benefited. For example, supply chain for manufacturing, further I want to say, in practice a manufacturer has hundreds of suppliers. Materials are procured in raw stage. Materials are procured as components. Materials are procured as sub-assemblies. Complete assemblies are also brought from outside for different type of end products. The suppliers would be spread over more than three tiers as shown in the next diagram. Look this diagram. Supply chain of a manufacturing firm. So, these are the tier 1, these are the tier 2, these are the tier 3 suppliers. Raw materials are coming from Mandi, Hubli, Mysore, Lucknow. Then, components are coming from Noida, Chennai, Kochi. Sub-assemblies are coming from Pune, Bangalore. Final assemblies are coming from the manufacturer to whom all the material goes. Then after the assemblies are over, these finished goods distribution centers are in Kandla, Mumbai. Then retail trade is also in South Africa, UAE, all metros of the India. So like that, there are tier 3 suppliers, tier 2 suppliers, tier 1 suppliers, manufacturer who gives the material to Mumbai, Kandla, and who then pass it on to all metros, UAE, South Africa. So this is the supply chain of a manufacturing firm. A manufacturer producing goods to the customer specification will not have a distribution center. What he will do? He will manufacture and send it directly to the customer. He will prefer to arrange direct shipments to the customer. No retailer and nothing. Then, inventory management improves efficiency of supply chain. So, what all this subject is about the inventory management. Why inventory management? Why inventory optimization? That is the subject because it improves efficiency of supply chain. Once the efficiency of supply chain improves, it benefits the organization as a whole. So, the performance of numerous suppliers determines the inward flow of materials and services to the business unit. That means, I give an order to the supplier and tell him that materials have to arrive in my factory on 26th of November at 2 p.m. Like that. And he brings the material right at 2 p.m. So that I don't have any extra stores, I don't have any extra inventory, the material comes, directly goes to the manufacturing line. So, numerous suppliers will bring the material exactly in time, just in time. So, inward flow of material and services to the business unit is very good. Then, performance of the business unit. That means material comes to the business unit, manufacturing. Then it determines the outward flow of material and services to the next stage of the supply chain. Then flow of materials determines the inventory levels. If flow is very poor, the inventories will start accumulating. If the flow is very good, then inventories will not start accumulating. Almost just in time. No inventories. Okay? Too much inventory can happen if the supply chain is poor, if the flow is poor, too much inventory can happen to the best of the company. I have seen in very, very good multinational companies also, they don't know how to control the inventory. Many times such a confusion is there. Material keeps on coming, keeps on getting accumulated. Nobody knows what to do with that. Forecasting is very poor. Production management is very poor. Production planning is very poor. And so, too much inventory can happen to the best of companies. We have seen this. One small mistake of overestimating the demand, for example, forecast, we will end up with 50 weeks, 60 weeks of inventory of that. So we cannot make mistake in the forecasting. We cannot make mistake in the production plan. We cannot make mistake in any of the supply chain processes. Otherwise, there will be hell. We are not able to control the inventories. Look at this graph. Existing supply chain. What is this graph? Supply chain efficiency performance. Total costs. Total costs are going up with the production. If we improve the performance, the costs will be always less. So, new supply chain with effective inventory management will always keep the cost so much low. This will be the improved performance. This is the production, this is the cost. With improved supply chain, always the cost will be under control. Inventory management improves efficiency of supply chain. So, this is our subject. We are going to discuss in detail how to really optimize the inventory. Because inventory management improves the efficiency of supply chain and hence it improves the productivity. It improves the profitability. It improves the effectiveness. It improves the service to the customer. It improves right supply at the right time. So all this very, very interesting subject we are going to discuss. Inventory management improves the efficiency of supply chains. It reduces the capital blocked up. One of the very, very, very rare, very, very scarce resources is the capital, money. And if we block our capital in inventory, we don't have money for doing our day-to-day business. Money is blocked up in the inventory. That is a very bad situation. That money is getting completely blocked up in inventory. So we must come out of this mess. We should not block our money in inventory. Inventory management reduces the capital blocked up in inventory maintained at various stages and also increases the speed with which the materials flow. Because in the company's productivity, it is very important to have a very good flow, fast flow, speedy flow. And through all the stages from procurement of raw materials right up to the delivery of product to the customers. And this is what exactly is required in the business management. Thank you.